tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, continuing the theme of film and East London, this evening, down at the Troxy on Commercial Road, the Limelight Film Awards ceremony is taking place. Now, the event, it promised to have all the glitz and glamour of Hollywood or Bollywood, with that little East End touch as well. Now, earlier on, I met up with Munsa Ali, a filmmaker who lives and grew up in East London and founder of the Limelight Film Awards. And I asked him, well, what are the awards? What are they all about?
Limelight Film Awards is basically an organisation that I founded 7 years ago, and the purpose was to identify and celebrate emerging UK film talent.
And when you say emerging film talent, who exactly do we mean?
It's quite mixed, although we heavily do focus around young filmmakers. But a lot of people now with the cheaper facilities to make short films are recognising that they can express themselves creatively, tackle social issues through the medium of short films. But a lot of the times after the film's made, they usually sit on a shelf, which means that the filmmakers don't get to release and realise their full potential. And by having an awards to recognise their actual efforts, it actually gives them a bit more confidence perhaps to go into further education, look at other vocational studies around filmmaking, and even consider it as a full-time career.
Now, when you said these awards going on, I mean, what are the prizes? What sort of things are going to happen there?
The biggest thing for any filmmaker is, first of all, to be nominated. This year, we've had over 230 short films submitted. From that, around 48 get nominated. That, for any filmmaker, is an achievement. From the 48, you get roughly 12 filmmakers that will actually win an award. So it's really the title that you're an award-winning filmmaker. And from the actual winning films, we select one filmmaker that we feel like has a massive potential to do so much more, and maybe, you know, help them in a way of technicalities, budgeting. And for that, we offer them the £10,000 production award, which is not £10,000 in cash, but it's like a voucher that eliminates all the process if you did have the £10,000 money to do. So from 35 digital cinema, cameras, lens, lighting, makeup, everything you need. So really what you've got to do is fill it up with your script and your artists.
Now, a lot of people maybe not too familiar with the idea of short films. What exactly is a short film?
Anything that's about 60 minutes plus is considered as a feature. Anything 30 minutes or less is considered as a short film. Now, for our requirements, a short film must be no longer than 10 minutes long. And within that time period, you have to tell your story.
What sort of stories are people telling, the ones that have been nominated?
Well, we have a variety of categories ranging from documentary, drama, comedy. We even have an experimental category where people want to experiment with audiovisual, and we also have a music category. So the most popular one really is the drama category. Their story is quite varied. A lot of them, people's experiences, whether they're from the UK or celebrating multicultural Britain, stories about young people's struggles, drugs-related issues, a whole variety of stuff. In the thriller category, for example, we've got some fantastic films on suspense and people knocking on doors and a murder. So it's really quite amazing the production level you can see in short films.
Now, this is all happening in the Troxy down on Commercial Road. It's going to be quite a glitzy night, isn't it?
Yes, tonight is the main awards night. We have roughly 500 filmmakers, TV celebrities, media personalities turn up. Red carpet event, champagne reception, and it's a sit-down gala style event. 2 hours where we have the main awards itself, and between the awards, I would say roughly after every 2 to 3 awards, we have performances again from emerging artists from throughout the UK.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a fantastic night. And after the awards, what people also look forward to is a networking stroke after party that goes until midnight.
And also, of course, you do regular film showings as well, don't you?
Yes, we've teamed up with Rich Mix in Bethnal Green, East London. We have a monthly film night. So that runs for a couple of hours where we showcase 2 to 3 of the winning or nominated films. We bring the filmmakers along and they talk about their experiences, their struggles, and they give some first-hand advice on filmmaking as well. And that's made up of a crowd of, say, anything between 70, 80 plus people turning up. Afterwards, there's a little networking as well. So the idea really is to get creative minds once a month networking and sharing their ideas and experiences.
Now, of course, you grew up in the East End, didn't you? I mean, how did you get involved in films?
I grew up in the East End. I'm an East Londoner. I got into films really kind of questioning my own identity, being a British Bangladeshi as well. And really, my main thing was questioning what we accept and absorb from mainstream media. And I felt like it's quite important to show different points of views and opinions that gives a better representation in the media.
And what sort of films do you make yourself?
My first independent feature film, which I wrote, produced and directed, is called Shong Ram, which means struggle. And that's a romantic drama set during the 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War. And I shot this with a UK crew, flew out to Bangladesh, a majority of UK cast members. We also had crew members from America and Germany as well. The rest of the film takes place in the UK with a full UK cast.
And what other things have you done in the past?
Well, I've been in production for the last 10 years. I've worked from promos, shorts to other feature films, and that's ranging from UK Hollywood to Bollywood films as well, doing a lot of promo work around feature films as well. And my original background was that I actually went through the academic route, so I studied BA Honours Film Production. It's not important to have a degree, but it gives you a lot of confidence, and it's certainly helped me in many ways.
If there's some advice you'd give to some young filmmaker who's maybe listening now, or somebody who's thinking about getting into films, what would that be? One piece of advice?
The main piece of advice is just to get off your backside and shoot something, whether it's on a mobile phone, handycam, it doesn't matter. You just got to experiment with it. That's the best piece of advice. Be practical.
And finally, filmmaking in East End seems to be a big thing. There seems to be a lot of established filmmakers in East London. There's a lot of emerging filmmakers in East London. What is it about East London and film?
East London is a very vibrant, colourful place where people from all walks of life learn from one another. And again, because we have that ability to exchange stories and ideas, and you get this in any community or anywhere in the world where you have different cultures mixing and merging. And that's the beauty of East London. People mix, merge, share ideas, learn from one another, and then take that into form of theatre or storytelling or filmmaking.
Mansur Ali from Limelight Film Awards, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much for having me on.
And if you want to know more about the Limelight Film Awards and regular screenings at the Rich Mix on Bethnal Green Road, you can go to www.limelightawards, that's all one word, limelightawards.com. And also Mansur Ali's got his own website, and you can find out more about his film Shong Ram as well. They've got some clips on it and things like that. And you can find it at www.mansur, that's spelled M-U-N-S-U-R, that's M-U-N-S-U-R, mansur.co.uk.